From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Federal safety investigators say they may never know what triggered that runaway Toyota Prius on a San Diego freeway. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says engineers have gone over the hybrid and done a two-hour test drive, but they could not replicate the unintended acceleration. At least one congressman says that's raising questions about James Sykes's claim.
The empirical data and the inspection don't necessarily support the sequence of events that Mr. Sykes said. You know, we don't want to be prejudgmental.
That's Kurt Bardella, a spokesman for California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa. He's on a House panel investigating Toyota's safety problems. An attorney for Sykes says Toyota has never been able to replicate the acceleration problem. Toyota plans to release its findings later today. On Capitol Hill today, the House moves closer to a vote on health care and sweeping changes. Democratic and Republican lawmakers say the eventual vote will likely be close either way. And as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, President Obama will be seeking support for the bill this afternoon in Ohio.
Today, reconciliation begins. That's the process Congress uses to consider a contentious budget bill without a filibuster. Part of this contentious budget bill? A sweeping overhaul of the health care system. The House Budget Committee will meet this afternoon to look at the Senate health care legislation before passing it on for a vote. Republican leaders say using reconciliation will deal a blow to bipartisanship and make lawmakers less willing to come together on other tough issues like immigration and climate change. Meanwhile, President Obama is delaying his first foreign trip of the year to help shepherd the bill to passage. He's off to Strongsville, Ohio, to stump for health care. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
The White House says President Obama is outraged and deeply saddened by the ambush killings of three people, including two Americans, in the violent border city of Juarez. Reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe says drug gangs are believed responsible.
Three people linked to the U.S. consulate in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, were shot and killed in two separate but apparently related attacks Saturday afternoon. Mexican authorities believe the killers are affiliated with drug cartels. In one attack, an American couple was driving on a main street along the U.S.-Mexico border when gunmen in another vehicle began chasing and firing at them. The couple was killed. Their infant daughter, who was in the back seat, survived. Also killed was the husband of a Mexican citizen who works for the U.S. consulate. Two children were injured in that attack. In the past 2 years, more than 4,600 people have been murdered in Juarez as a result of drug-related violence. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 18, the Nasdaq off 10. This is NPR News. Union workers at British Airways will be walking off the job in less than a week, something Britain's prime minister describes as deplorable in the run-up to the Easter holiday. Gordon Brown tells the BBC today the two planned walkouts cannot be justified and are not in the national interest. Unions are upset over an airline pay freeze and changes in work conditions. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's ruling party is enjoying a nearly clean sweep in regional elections. But NPR's David Green in Moscow reports the party has appeared to lose some support over the last few years.
Nearly a third of Russia's registered voters were eligible to go to the polls yesterday. The ruling United Russia Party kept control of all eight regional parliaments that were up for grabs. But since 2007, the party lost support in seven of those eight parliaments. In addition, the ruling party lost the mayor's race in the city of Irkutsk in Siberia. As usual in Russia, opposition leaders accused the ruling party of controlling media coverage and also controlling who could run. The United Russia Party brushed aside those complaints. As for the results, analysts have said support for Putin's party is slipping because many Russians have felt the economic downturn and don't believe the government has responded. Those frustrations have led to a string of anti-government protests. Another major protest is planned for Russia's Kaliningrad region this coming Saturday. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
It's believed a heart attack is what killed actor Peter Graves just shy of his 84th birthday. The actor, best known for his role in the 1960s TV series Mission Impossible and the 1980 movie Airplane, collapsed outside his Los Angeles home yesterday. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.